Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast, and today we're going to be talking about my journey to making a budget gaming setup. So I think a lot of people out there, I think the big part of people not getting the gaming setup they want is because they don't have the money. Like for me, I use an Xbox, the keyboard and the mouse, so I can play games. And it works, but I can't stream, I can't do anything like that. But these are ways, I'm gonna tell you some ways that will help you get the money and maybe help you save time to getting your dream set up. So one of the big things to saving money is doing stock. If you're not a stock person, you're not really willing to put some money into investing, I don't think this method will be for you. It does take a little while, but stock will go up really high if you wait a little bit. And you can make money really fast and sometimes really slow, depending on the stock that you buy from. Like me, I'm invested into Tesla. Like Tesla, they're definitely going to rise up. So that'd be one thing to invest in, is definitely some Tesla. So the second method is doing baseball cards, so and like any sports card, like any type of card that you can collect, get. So because baseball cards, Pokemon cards have been going up by a lot, and if you haven't looked at it, they have been going up by a lot. So that's one thing that I've been doing. I've been just looking at my baseball cards, looking at their prices up. I've been trying to sell them, which is actually going pretty well. So if you aren't into stock, I think this method is really good, and you definitely should try it. You will have to put some money into it, but not by much. So I think that you should try this method if you don't like the stock method. So when I think about getting a PC, what I think is that I want to get a PC because I want to be able to make music. I want to be able to make podcasts a little better. I want to be able to game, I want to be able to stream. But if you just want to be able to game and you already have a console or like a really bad PC that can play that game pretty well, I don't think that you shouldn't buy something right away. I think like investing stock while you're playing games, I think that's a good idea. Like, I think that you're good for now. I think that if until you really, really need it, I think these things that I just said would be really good for you. Stay tuned for next podcast. Hopefully tomorrow, we can talk more about budget gaming setups and how to get them and the best stuff to use for a budget gaming setup. So, see ya.